Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, March 18th. Currently with fair skies, it is 17 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.35. The dew point is 9 degrees, and the current wind chill is 7 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The public's being asked to come forward with details in an accident that happened in Jackson County over the weekend. Roxanne Stewart has more.
A white pickup truck failed to yield and caused a gray pickup truck to roll over Saturday on southbound Highway 75 near 162nd at Mayetta. Both the driver and the passenger of the gray pickup truck were sent to the hospital. Jackson County Sheriff Tim Morris said there are no further details and it's hoped someone witnessed the accident. Anyone with more information on the white truck or the accident is asked to contact the Jackson County Sheriff's Office. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
For the 34th straight season, Kansas men's basketball is headed to the NCAA tournament. The Jayhawks will be a 4 seed and will play 13 Samford in the round of 64. The team will travel to Salt Lake City for the first weekend of games. The game against Samford will be played on Thursday, March 21st. If the Jayhawks win, they will play again on Saturday. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Prairie Land Partners has a great lineup of compact utility tractors to help you tackle any job on your to-do list. Get in the seat and save up to an additional $1,500 off a 2023 John Deere compact utility tractor model. With 0% interest, huge cash discounts, and a free implement of your choice, now is a great time to buy. Offer ends April 30, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Delivering the right solution.
There's danger out there. It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by...
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. On Friday, Governor Kelly announced that she has appointed Chris Kennedy as Secretary of the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, effective today, March 18th. Kennedy is preceded by Secretary Brad Loveless, whose tenure with the department began in January 2019. To make the transition as smooth as possible, Secretary Loveless will assist Kennedy with integrating into the agency prior to Loveless's formal departure in April. Governor Kelly said she's grateful to Secretary Loveless for his steadfast commitment to the state of Kansas and the state's natural resources over the past 5 years. And she's confident that Chris Kennedy is the steadfast leader needed to guide the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks in its next chapter. Chris Kennedy said he is honored that Governor Kelly has appointed him to serve the people of Kansas in this capacity and is delighted that his more than 30 years of experience will further strengthen the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks mission to conserve and enhance the state's wildlife and natural resources to be enjoyed by Kansans for generations to come. Kansas farmers will have 2 new wheat varieties to plant this fall. One is named after legendary K-State football coach Bill Snyder and is called K.S. Bill Snyder, and another is named K.S. Mako. The Kansas Wheat Alliance licensed the 2 varieties made by the Kansas State University Wheat Breeding Program. K.S. Bill Snyder was the result of the long-running breeding program at the K-State Agricultural Research Center in Hays, led by Dr. Gurong Zhang, a Kansas State University wheat breeder, and his team. K.S. Mako is out of the K-State Manhattan breeding program and was developed by K-State wheat breeder Dr. Alan Fritz. The 2 varieties of wheat are hard red winter with high yields, and both have a drought tolerance. For more information, you can visit kswheatalliance.org. The Kansas Senate approved a new bill to establish a flat income tax rate, and it comes weeks after Governor Kelly vetoed a similar plan. And the bill now heads to the State House of Representatives. The plan centers around a 5.7% flat income tax that would gradually reduce until it hits 5.45% in 2029, and it also increases the personal income tax exemption to $11,000 for individuals and the existing exemption on state property tax. Kelly has previously said that she would reject any tax plan that includes a flat income tax. A new survey from Emporia State University shows that most school districts across Kansas are dealing with teacher retention problems. The 2023 Kansas Teacher Retention Survey showed that two-thirds of Kansas school districts are experiencing teacher shortages. And in addressing the survey, Emporia State University professor Dr. Brett Church explained what's leading to these problems. He said that from 2020 to 2022, Kansas saw a 31% increase in teachers leaving the profession, and even though the pandemic is over, teachers are experiencing the effects, because the impact or the things that are still occurring as a result of COVID may not have changed as dramatically as they may have expected. In 2023, 28% of teachers surveyed by Emporia State said they were likely to quit or retire, and many of those teachers specifically had between 4 and 11 years of experience. Church said this is concerning because they also represent 31% of the workforce. Last week, Church presented the survey to the Kansas Board of Education, and he said some other reasons teachers are quitting is their pay and outside negative perception of the teaching profession. Governor Kelly issued a proclamation to kick off National Poison Prevention Week, which takes place March 17th through the 23rd, as the Poison Center at the University of Kansas Health System and Save Kids Kansas want to remind Kansans that when the unexpected happens, poison help is here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with fast, free treatment advice by calling Poison Help 1-800-222-1222. Whether it's a question or an emergency, Poison Help can provide life-saving information when people need it most. Calling a poison center is faster and more accurate than an internet search, and on average, 90% of poisonings happen in homes in America each year, and nearly 70% of people who call Poison Help get the help they need right where they are, saving the cost of a trip to a healthcare professional or hospital. Not everyone realizes that poison centers are for everyone. While poison centers get more calls about children, calls about teens, adults, and older adults tend to be more serious. Nearly 60% of calls to the Kansas Poison Center in 2023 involve medicines or pharmaceuticals. However, other common poisons include household products, plants, mushrooms, pesticides, animal bites and stings, carbon monoxide, and many other types of non-pharmaceutical substances. Stephanie Baines, the education coordinator for the Kansas Poison Center, said the best piece of advice they could give is to program the poison help number 1-800-222-1222 into your phone and post it visibly in your home. This way, you're prepared in the event of a poisoning emergency or if you simply have questions. In Nebraska news, the Grand Island woman accused of defrauding people over headstone purchases is asking for her trial to be relocated. According to court documents, Kelly Lepler's lawyer filed the motion on Tuesday, asking the court to move her trial somewhere else, arguing that a fair and impartial trial could not be held in Hall County due to pretrial publicity that could make a jury prejudiced against her. Lepler is accused of taking payments for headstones and not delivering them, and she now faces 45 counts of theft by deception, and Lepler has pled not guilty. An Overton man sentenced to 45 years to life in prison for killing his girlfriend back in 2000 has requested a new DNA test. Timmy Timmons made multiple requests for his DNA to be tested again due to newer technology not available in the early 2000s. The defendant argued that by testing his DNA again, it would prove him not guilty of murdering Tracy Geigler in July of 2000. Timmons first requested a new test in 2021, and he later filed a motion against proceeding with the DNA testing, only to change his mind and move forward with the process. Records show in May 2022, a judge granted permission to test, which was completed last December. According to Dawson County Attorney Liz Waterman, the defendant asked his team for several items to be reexamined, and Waterman said the sheriff's office had retained those items and the testing was done. Waterman said many people who committed crimes back then will ask the courts to retest certain layers. Friday morning, Waterman asked the court to dismiss the DNA testing motion. She said the results have been received and offered to the court, and his statement was that those results do not exonerate the defendant. The results of the DNA testing were passed along to the defense in late January, and they did not prove Timmons did not commit the murder. Because these results did not benefit Timmons, the judge agreed with the state, and the defendant's motion was dismissed. Kearney police reported that a man was arrested Thursday after an hours-long standoff at a Kearney home, as at around 12:30 p.m., officers responded to the Countryside Mobile Home Park on a report of a disturbance where Rusty Richard, 34, had been driving through yards and destroying property at a home. When the officers arrived, Richard barricaded himself inside a home with a family member, and police said that he was armed with multiple knives. Authorities said negotiating with Richard, but he refused to come out of the home, and 4 hours later, officers subdued Richard and took him into custody. He was arrested on suspicion of several charges, including 3 counts of attempted assault on an officer. No one was injured. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Fort Hays State University's next Science Cafe will be held today, Monday, March 18th. In this month's presentation, Snakes in Jars, Using Museum Specimens to Discover New Species and Test Evolution, is sponsored by Fort Hays State University's Science and Mathematics Education Institute, or SMEI. The event begins at 7 p.m. at the venue in Thirsty's Brew Pub and Grill on Vine. Dr. Jackson Roberts, Zoology Collections Manager for the Sternberg Museum of Natural History, will discuss how scientists use the research collections of the Sternberg Museum and other museums to investigate a diversity of questions, including those related to conservation, evolution, and even species discovery. Science Cafe presentations are free and open to the public, and questions can be directed to Carrie Rodler at 785-628-4743, or by visiting fhsu.edu/smei. The Kansas Department of Transportation has started field survey activities for a proposed bridge replacement project on K-383 in Norton County. The crews are surveying the bridge over the Prairie Dog Creek, located approximately 5 miles southwest of the West U.S. 36 junction, and the activities will include the use of survey instruments on the ground to determine locations of existing features within the survey corridor. The Kansas Department of Transportation expects the work to be completed in April, conditions permitting. A member of the survey crew will contact property owners or tenants for permission to enter private property if access is needed. And for more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Public Affairs Manager, Lisa Moosman, at 785-874-8107. According to the unofficial minutes of the special meeting for the Board of Education Unified School District 211 that was held on January 29th, the special meeting of the Board of Education, USD 211, was called to order at 5:35 p.m. at the Alice Tweed Center by Vice President Jennifer Miller, and five members were present, so a quorum was declared. Superintendent Corey Roy and the Board of Education discussed updating USD 211's mission and vision statement, saying they will be incorporating the site councils at all three schools to help bring new mission and vision statements to USD 211. Superintendent Roy and the Board of Education then discussed the upcoming capital outlay projects that are already set to be completed and what things around USD 211 will need to be done in the upcoming future. Jennifer Hauser spoke to the Board of Education about all of the scholarships that are available to Norton Community High School seniors and what resources she has made available to them to help them while applying for the best scholarships out there as they continue their education. She said she's worked hard to find what scholarship students in the area are most likely to receive and how to make these easily accessible to all high school seniors. Dina Winty moved to accept the resignation of high school math teacher Lane Biggie at the end of the 2023-2024 school year. Jennifer Miller seconded the motion, and it passed 6-0. Dina Winty moved to accept the resignation of Logan Katz as the head coach of the Norton Junior High football team for the 2024 season. Jennifer Miller seconded the motion, and it passed 6-0. Dina Winty moved to accept the resignation of 7th through 12th grade school counselor Jen Hauser at the end of the 2023-2024 school year. John Granberry seconded, and the motion passed 6-0. And Dina Winty moved to accept the retirement of junior high science teacher George Rossi with much appreciation and gratitude for his 36 years of dedication to USD 211. Jennifer Miller seconded, and the motion passed 6-0. President Michael Terry then adjourned the meeting at 7:04 p.m. Memorial services for Lucille Rutke, 91 of Norton, will take place today, Monday, March 18th, at 10:30 a.m. at the Plummer Gopper Funeral Home in Norton, with Pastor Darlene Sheffer officiating. Memorials may be made in her memory to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital or the Second Chance Homeless Pet Society in Norton and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergopper.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll have baked ham, scalloped potatoes, baby carrots, pineapple chunks, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be mozzarella sticks, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be beer rocks, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with the high near 56 and a west wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be clear with the low around 38 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. On Tuesday, it should be sunny with the high near 71 with the west wind around 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, should be clear with the low around 36. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continue with your weather forecast. On Wednesday, it should be sunny with a high near 58 and breezy. On Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 61. On Saturday, there's a 20% chance of showers, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 58. And on Sunday, there's a 30% chance of showers, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 66 and breezy. Currently, with fair skies, it is 17 degrees. The humidity is 70%. The wind speed is west at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.35, the dew point is 9 degrees, and the current wind chill is 7 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
Time is precious. Tens of thousands of people with incurable breast cancer must wait 29 months for federal financial assistance and health coverage. Many won't live that long. They need help now. In less than 30 seconds, you can improve their quality of life. Text the word WAITING to 40649 or go to coleman.org/waiting to send a message to Congress. Tell lawmakers that time is running out for people with terminal breast cancer.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas Women's Hoops is the 8th seed in the NCAA tournament and will take on 9th seeded Michigan in L.A. Head coach Brandon Snyder says they thought the last few days they were a lock for the tourney.
I think we just felt like we were pretty much a lock to be included. It's just a matter of, the anxiousness of knowing, who are we going to draw and, where is the game going to be played. But I think, we did a lot. I think our non-conference strength of schedule was 19. Our overall strength of schedule, I believe, was 9. And then won 11, Big 12 games prior to the conference tournament. So we all felt like we had challenged ourselves enough and won enough to be included.
The game is set for Friday, and the game time will be released tomorrow. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
What is dedication?
My daughter started making necklaces. She makes what we call affirmation fashion. I tell her every day that your black is beautiful. Your black is beautiful. And if there's anything better than being beautiful, it's being smart. If there's anything better than being smart, it's being kind. And reaffirming that every day is our method of making sure her chin never drops. My dad wasn't around, and I remember riding a bike and falling off and cutting myself, and me never just wanting to get back on it. People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike, and you didn't. I didn't teach them. I just created an environment where they taught themselves, and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Are you struggling with healthcare bills? Norton County Hospital is here to help with Epic River Loan Solutions. Applying takes less than 30 minutes and everyone is approved regardless of credit. Break your bill into manageable automatic monthly payments to build your credit. Plus, no penalties for upfront or prepayment. Don't let healthcare costs overwhelm you. Call Kelsey today, 785-874-2220.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
This morning, drier and cooler air continues to move in while a trough of low pressure in the Great Lakes extends into northeastern Kansas. Also, a colder Canadian high pressure system is moving further south today. We have low pressure in the southwestern U.S. Winds will diminish, switch back to the southwest a bit, with relative humidity running at about 20%. Highs today will be in the mid to upper 40s across most regions. Tuesday, high pressure slides into the Mississippi Valley. Sunny and warmer with a high in the 60s and 70s tomorrow. Another strong cold front moves through Tuesday afternoon and evening with chilly air in place on Wednesday and Thursday. We'll see rain chances increase by Friday and especially Saturday and Sunday with a chance of rain and storms. In northwestern Kansas, sunny today with a high in the upper 50s. Mostly sunny around 50 degrees today in north central Kansas. Sunny and mid-40s likely in the northeast part of Kansas. Partly cloudy near 60 today in southwestern Kansas. Sunny and low 50s in the south-central part of the state, upper 40s in southeast Kansas. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
As we look at the early calls this morning, first off on the livestock side, of course we did have a few trades, mostly 186, a few up to 187 to 188. It's about a dollar higher trade overall. Mostly 298 in Nebraska, as far as the dress market is concerned, $2 to $3 higher. But it continues to show the leverage that they have in the north versus the south. The cooler and wetter forecast for this week may also be a limiting factor as far as the livestock is concerned. On the grain side, Wheat futures up 5 to 6 cents. Corn futures up a penny. Soybean futures were down 6. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.